Now back to Tyrone Power, starring as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA, and the second act of our story.
Edwin C. Hill again, ladies and gentlemen, with a report on the attempted assassination of a foreign dignitary, Premier Lew Warren, visiting this country to try to settle the vital Middle East oil policy of his government. Of course, you know that foreign guests in Washington are under the protection of the Secret Service, and never has that protective agency handled itself to better advantage than at Mrs. Sheldon Cottrell's dinner party, honoring Premier Lew Warren. When the Premier, accompanied by Senator Dean Edwards, strolled through the garden...
All right, Mr. Lewand. Senator?
All right, Morgan.
I think I'm indebted to Senator Edwards.
There was no danger, sir. That shot wasn't aimed at you. It was aimed at one of the Secret Service men. Fortunately, it went wild, and we've got the man who did it.
Who was it, Morgan?
A suspected subversive, Senator. No one you know.
A little more than suspect now, eh?
Yes, sir. Will you both rejoin the party in the house? I think the excitement's all over now. As I suspected, Senator, it was an attempt on the Premier's life. But thanks to Carpenter's warning, we had assigned extra guards.
I'm glad of that, Morgan.
It's something unexpected we have to worry about. Carpenter said he'd phone you, and he didn't.
That's right. You suppose his ex-comrades got wind of his change of heart?
That's possible. For his sake as well as ours, I hope not. But they may be suspicious. They may be watching him.
You think he knew about the plot last night?
Maybe. And maybe he couldn't get word to you.
Well, what's the next step?
I guess the next step is to wait.
Right.
But whatever happens, Senator, don't do anything until you check with me.
All right, Morgan.
Well, you've made the papers again, Senator. Only this time, headlines. Senator Edwards saves Premier's life.
Yes, I saw them. Considerably exaggerated. Ginger.
Yes, sir.
I'm particularly anxious about a phone call from a college friend.
Yes, sir.
If I'm not here when he calls, try to get a phone number where I can reach him.
Yes, sir.
And,
Yes, sir.
Oh, was there something on your mind when I came in?
Oh, yes, Senator. There's a reporter outside who wants to see you.
Who is it?
A fellow by the name of Burke.
Oh. Well, I don't want to see him.
Don't you, Senator?
I'm rather busy, Burke. I don't like to be rude to the press.
I don't like to be this forward either, Senator.
All right, Ginger. What can I do for you, Burke?
Senator, the other day when I saw you with Carpenter, I figured it was just one of those funny coincidences. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
Well, here I am doing a series on subversives, following up on a chap by the name of Carpenter. And what do I find but this Carpenter talking to an eminent member of Congress, one Dean Edwards?
Go on.
So I don't ask questions. I don't get too nosy. But maybe I should. Last night, a story broke about an attempt on a visiting diplomat's life, and who should be there with the diplomat but Senator Dean Edwards?
You're not being very subtle, Burke.
No, sir, I'm not. Senator, I want the story.
What story?
The story on Carpenter and what he told you, and the attempt on Lew Warren's life.
Sorry, Burke.
You know, Senator, I can draw inferences as well as the next guy.
Still sorry, Burke.
They can be ugly inferences.
They might be wrong inferences, too.
Then set me straight.
If I told you that there are certain security necessities...
No, sir.
Get in touch with Morgan at Secret Service.
He wouldn't tell me anything. He'd put me off just like you're putting me off. You see, Senator, I have to get my information my own way. Now, are you going to help me?
Just one thing, Burke.
Yeah?
A good newspaper man checks all his facts before he writes about something, doesn't he?
That's right.
Do some more checking before you break loose with this Carpenter story, will you? Maybe I can't tell you anything, but maybe you can find out on your own.
Senator, you're a real smoothie. If you don't get yourself involved one of these times over your head, you've got a long and illustrious public life ahead of you. But this might be the time.
Nothing, eh, Senator?
Nothing, Morgan. And I'm worried.
He's laying low. You'll hear from him. I hope.
Good afternoon, Senator Edwards' office. Oh, hello, Senator. Yes, sir. There was a call from Senator Raleigh's office. No. No call from that college friend. Yes, sir, I'll be here until 6.
Ginger, I didn't think you'd be here. It's almost 8 o'clock.
Nothing else to do, thought I'd hang around.
Ginger, you don't have to stick around now. I can hold down the fort.
All right, sir, I'll
get it. Hello?
Senator Edwards?
Speaking.
This is a friend of Carpenter, Senator.
Is he all right?
Sure, sure. He wants to see you at his place.
Where is it?
1532 and a quarter Copeland, in Georgetown.
I'll be right over.
Come along, Senator, and be careful.
Yes, yes, thank you.
The phone call.
Not precisely. A little left-handed.
And now what?
I've got to go somewhere.
Senator.
Look, Ginger, call Secret Service and ask for Mr. Morgan. Tell him I'm making contact at the subject department.
Senator, it sounds dangerous.
I've got to hurry, Ginger. Make that call now, will you?
Yes, sir. Hello, this is Senator Edwards' office. I'd like to speak to Mr. Morgan, please. Can you give him a message, please? Fine. Senator Edwards has just left for the subject's apartment. Yes, thank you.
Good evening, Senator.
What? Oh, Burke. What are you doing in the back seat?
Well, just climbing over into the front.
I'm sorry, Burke, but you're going to have to get out.
You won't lose me, Senator.
Burke, you've got to listen to me. This is vital. It's a question of national security.
Well, sure, I know how to keep quiet. I haven't broken that story about you, have I?
I've got to go somewhere.
I'll be as quiet as a mouse.
It could mean a man's life.
Carpenter's?
Yes.
Well, I don't think his life is worth much, Senator.
You could be wrong.
Sure, I could. Is that where you're headed? For Carpenter's?
Yes.
Georgetown?
That's right.
Senator Carpenter doesn't live in Georgetown.
Are you telling me the truth, Burke?
Scout's honor. Look, Senator, this is serious.
I told you all along.
No, I mean right now. This may be a trap for you.
I've notified Secret Service.
Oh. What?
They've been notified that I'm on my way to Carpenter's place.
We better turn back, Senator.
Carpenter's life may be in danger.
How so?
Burke, I must have your word of honor that this is off the record.
All right. Word of honor.
Well, Carpenter is part of a communist group, but he's giving us information on a plot against Premier Luarin.
I see. But he wants to keep his identity secret.
That's right. And the reason he came to me is because we went to college together and he could trust me.
Well, you could have told me that before, Senator.
The only reason I'm telling you now is because I'm afraid they suspect Carpenter and they wouldn't hesitate to kill him.
You know, Senator, you're not cut out for this kind of thing. I'm afraid you're like a babe in the woods.
What do you mean?
Now, what if I'm a communist?
I know you're not, Burke.
How?
And I got a complete security report on you. I know what hospital you were born in, your grandfather's middle name, and what you had for breakfast on your 9th birthday.
Well, maybe you should have gone back a little further, Senator. There are some things you don't know about me.
Wait a minute. Burke, what is this?
Just what it feels like. A gun. Stay right where you are.
Well, I guess I had you figured wrong, Burke.
And don't try to get out of the car.
So you can go up there and get your head blown off?
Huh?
I may be a babe in the woods, Burke, but I can still tell the difference between a gun barrel and the tip of a finger, even when it's digging me in the ribs.
Well, it always works in the movies.
It's a good try, anyway.
Okay, Senator. But I'm with you.
15, 26, 28, 30, 32, 32 and a quarter. Here.
Yeah, it isn't even an apartment. It's a house.
Hold it, Senator.
Huh?
It's me, Morgan.
How'd you get here? I left word?
I don't know what kind of word you left, Senator, but we've been following you. It's our job, you know.
Oh. Well, look. It wasn't Carpenter on the phone.
Uh-huh. Now, you take it nice and easy. We're all around the building. You knock on the door and then step back. You understand, Senator? Step back after you tell them who you are.
All right, Morgan.
Who is it?
Senator Edwards.
What do you want?
I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Come in, Senator. All right, take me. We're all over the place. Casey, Thornburg, don't take any chances. Put the cuffs on them. And release Carpenter.
Thank you. Thank you.
Carp, are you all right?
Yes, Dane.
It's all right now, Carp. Morgan.
Yes, Senator.
Thanks.
Well, sure, Senator. Just my job.
Just my job. Uh-huh. And I'm kind of grateful you didn't take up a different line of work.
This is Edwin C. Hill from Washington, reporting on the spectacular capture of a group of foreign agents assigned to the destruction of good relations between ourselves and the oil-rich countries of the Near East. Assisted by Senator Dean Edwards, the Secret Service thwarted the plot on the life of Premier Lew Warren and then went on to capture the key men of this subversive group.
Good morning, Senator. I see you've hit the headlines again.
Yes, well, what's more important, Ginger, is that Carpenter made the headlines. His disclosures will go a long way toward wiping out a big slice of the subversives operating here in Washington.
Just shows there's some good in all of us.
You know what he said, Ginger?
What?
Something that made me a little humble and a little glad and proud. He said we both had the same chance. We both started out on the same foot.
I've got some news for you. You're going to have to take a step in the right direction right now.
Oh?
Hmm? Remember that mountain of bills on your desk?
Oh, yes. Work.
It looks like the Himalayas now.
Our star, Tyrone Power, will return in just a moment.
This is Tyrone Power, ladies and gentlemen. One of the major reasons I like America is her heritage. Those inherent rights and privileges which we have strengthened by sticking to the ideals of freedom so clearly outlined in our Constitution. It is our good fortune to be able to enjoy that heritage. And it is our duty to protect it. For ourselves and for our children and our children's children.
Next week, may we invite you to again visit our national capital for another absorbing episode of Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power. In the interest of good government, we urge you to listen to these important stories from Washington, D.C. Freedom, USA.